Oh, yeah. I glanced at the old man, whose expression had gone stony. Yeah, Blade defected while you were gone. Let's get back to the palace, Mergen, Croker said. We have work to do. Chapter 92. Croker didn't say much as we walked, though he did snarl at people who dared stare at the Shadar and his white devil companion. We northerners are so few that even after years, few of the commoners have yet seen any of us. And, of course, we've done very little to dispel our evil reputation. Some intellectuals inside the priesthoods have argued that the friendship of today's Black Company is as deadly to Taglios as was the enmity of its remote forebears. Their complaint may have merit. We were coming up to the palace. Croker kept grumbling to himself, mostly because so little had come of the expedition. That had been his pet, and his expectations had run away with him. He asked, "How long are your in-laws going to hang around?" I wasn't going to make him happy. "For the duration. They want their slice of Narayan Singh." The old man still distrusted Uncle Doge. "They know about smoke?" "Of course not. Damn it." "Keep it that way. You find his library again yet?" I had mentioned having stumbled onto that. "Not yet." Fact was, I had made no more than a token effort. I had too much else on my mind. "Try a little harder." He knew. "Don't spend so much time with smoke. And I think it might be useful to look at those old annals before we head south." "How come you never looked for the library yourself? You've had years." "I heard it got destroyed the night that smoke got mauled. Now it looks like that must have happened in some other room. The Radisha wouldn't mislead me about something like that. Would she? Nah." We paused while a Vedna cavalry regiment passed in review outside the palace. It had come from upcountry somewhere and was just paying its respects before taking the field. The robes and turbans of the troopers were clean and gaudy. Their lances were all brightly pennoned. Their spearheads gleamed. Their mounts were beautiful, admirably trained and perfectly groomed. "Too bad pretty don't win wars," I said. "The Black Company isn't pretty." Croker grunted. I glanced at him, and surprised what might have been a teardrop in the corner of his eye. He knew what awaited all those brave young men. We crossed behind the horsemen, stepping carefully. One Eye met us in the hallway outside Croker's apartment.
"What's the word?"
Croker shook his head. "No magic answers."
"We always get to do it the hard way."
I told him, "I'm supposed to look for that library room I found the other night. You got